This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If this is indeed a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong this year, how does it end?
I would like the final credits to start in the beginning of November. I think that would be the best way to finish it off.
That was Pete Crow Armstrong. Was that on Inside the Clubhouse, David Hall?
No, it wasn't. It was one of those days I had a solo show and we had PCA scheduled weeks in advance. And yeah, that was a fun interview right around the All-Star break.
Oh, maybe. We were actually broadcasting out here at Gallagher Way when you did that. I remember us listening. Yeah. Maybe Layla was not. I don't remember if it was the three of us. But well, I remember we were all intently listening to the PCA interview,
Pete,
which was awesome.
Has been a regular on Inside the Clubhouse before he had arrived as an All-Star. But yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, credit to Pete Crow Armstrong. Credit to David Hall. I believe I had a Sky basketball assignment, which is why I was not here that day. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody getting you ready for playoff baseball right here on 670 The Score. In fact, I can say it is next. The National League wildcard series begins today with game one between the Cubs and Padres right here at Wrigley Field. We have the fans and the people to prove it. Pre-game coverage begins at 1:30. First pitch is at 2:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. I like how you phrased it, David, as you've come to hang out with us today. So is this Inside the Clubhouse? Do we just determine that? Or do we call
Wait,
it inside
think,
Rudy, the locker
you
room?
You have to be the arbiter in all these things.
Yeah.
The radio vet.
Yeah, like
I saw Bruce Levine walk by earlier.
He kept his distance, though. Like, he was very far away.
Bruce
he was
tense.
The man's focused.
He was walking on the AstroTurf, which told me he wanted to say hi, but he didn't want to get caught locked up in a conversation.
He also probably was walking to the marquee set over there, because you know Bruce is a part of their coverage.
Oh, the marquee set is
He does a great job on Marquee, provides quality insight.
Yes.
But Bruce is locked in. We had a good conversation this morning on the Mullion Haw Show about lineup potential combinations, roster combinations.
Yeah.
He was right on it.
So I say this is a extended mix now of Inside the Clubhouse.
Fair enough.
We saw Bruce. David is here. Mark is cool with it. So I feel like that's
the
case.
Yeah, this is the premiere.
Today's baseball day, okay? This is the first day of Craig Tember. Tomorrow's the first day of Craig Tober. This is forget about the Bears for a second, all right? they're off this week. I heard your great Bears thoughts earlier.
Whoa.
This is all Cubs all the time.
Wow.
I'm with you. Apparently, I'm the only one who thinks that they're going to pull this out.
But
you're with me, right, David?
What?
That they're going to pull this out. The Cubs pull out the series.
Cubs are going to pull out the series. Yeah, I got Cubs. I said this morning, Cubs in three. And I think that makes a lot of sense.
I wish I could be as confident. I think it's really going to come down to what you see out of today, too, when you're trying to figure out Kyle Tucker, is he healthy? What are we going to see out of Matt Boyd? Is it going to be prior to the All-Star break, Matt Boyd? Is it going to be,
I'll take the Mets
be a little
Boyd.
Bit more of the, yeah, Mets Boyd is good? That's a good point there.
I hear you. I think you're exactly right. Layla, you talk like you've been here more than 10 years. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Then
five
next
years.
Month. Next
like,
month.
Like a seasoned Chicago sports observer. You walk into these series with the Cubs have every reason to think they can win it, but you fear that they won't for reasons out of your control. out of your control. You feel like Mark Grody sitting here talking earlier this morning, 1984. He's still scarred. He has nightmares about Steve Garvey.
I do. Yeah, and Alan Wiggins and the rest of those guys.
When you pulled Alan
Tony
Wiggins,
Gwynn.
Grody.
Alan Wiggins was a pain in the ass.
I know.
Yeah.
But only a small portion of your audience realized who Alan Wiggins
yeah.
is
okay.
or
well,
was.
Well, let me – this is the perfect time to do this. I've been wanting to give this interesting parallel, the coincidences of these series, okay? In between the 1984 Cubs
yeah.
and the 2025 Cubs. In 1984, the Cubs clinched the division – in Pittsburgh. In 2025, the Cubs clinched the division in Pittsburgh. In 1984, the Cubs had day games on Tuesday and Wednesday. Mm. Same thing this year. The Cubs and Padres have day games on Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh, but it goes farther. Back in 1984, the games were on ABC TV.
Yep, yep.
Guess who's carrying the game on television today? ABC Television is where that is going down. By the way, the broadcasters in 1984, one of them was Don Drysdale,
Ooh.
Who was the White Sox play-by-play man then, which pissed off a lot of people
right.
because you had to, hold on,
right.
hold on, hold
finish.
On. Earl Weaver and Reggie Jackson were also part of the announcing crew for that. Now, we know how it ended. It was sports tragic. That's not why I'm putting it on the DNA. I was more interested in the other parallels for kids who don't know and weren't traumatized like I was and maybe Haw, just
yeah.
to some degree.
You're
it
right.
created Indiana angst for him.
It certainly did.
No Indiana
angst. There was no Hoosier hospitality that night.
There was none because the Cubs won the first two games of the series. All they had to do was win one more game
Where?
In
Where?
San Diego.
Where? Okay, there you go.
And they lost three
you
in a row.
You just debunked your entire well-thought-out premise.
Oh, no.
Because that year,
Paul's here to
the,
fight.
One that, the one that scarred a generation of young Cub fans and those of a certain age, that series had to go to San Diego. This one
no doubt.
Does
no doubt.
Not.
That is true. That
this
is true.
One
and the Cubs won the World Series in 2016. So really, the trauma has taken a hit.
You
so
would
speak.
Think so.
I mean,
you would think so.
I don't know if it's that simple. Like we had a texter who was listening to you guys earlier in the morning on Mully and Haw, and he texted us and said, "Making the playoffs was enough for me, or winning the World Series was enough. Making the playoffs is now my bar." That's what they said
well,
to us, and I disagree with that. That's you didn't just get here to make the playoffs.
Like, I'm with Craig Council though. I'm locked into today.
Yeah.
Then tomorrow. And then Thursday. And then talk to me about what it all means.
Okay, let's get into your today. Who would you put? Matthew Boyd.
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier with Russ
right.
a little bit. Matthew Boyd struggles, let's say, today because the record shows that he might struggle in this game. If he's struggling in the third inning, who is your guy that would come up and save the day? Is it purely matchup, or is there a guy, is there another starter that you're thinking about if he has trouble early in this game?
How fresh is Colin Ray?
Right, that's a
yeah.
great, that's a great
yeah.
answer.
Colin Ray.
Colin K.
Marshall's a little
Colin
concerned
K.
if he yeah. pitches today, I think because of the freshness.
Well, I think
the availability.
My thing is, why not a Soroka or Savali in this game? I think the Shota Imanaga question is the one that needs to be – that's where you need to have a real backup plan, and Colin Ray is a better backup plan to Shota Imanaga if he gets the hook after one inning.
It depends how bad is bad. You have to how much does he pitch the Cubs out of the game? Is it 5-1 in the third?
Right.
Then you go to Savale or Soroka.
Okay. I don't even know that you try to use Soroka on day one or two.
Unless you're out of it. Unless you're,
yeah,
you're eating innings.
It's not personal to him. It's just because of his injury. Please use
so,
my pen.
So, Council, he
yeah.
picked up a pen and he sat down the other night and he said, you know what?
Robbie?
27 yeah. innings. And in each, 27 innings, you got to cover. So if you're down 5-1 in the third, you got to get to the sixth. Who can give you three innings? Because he's probably got the sixth inning guy already in mind. So 27 outs each game, 27 innings each series. It's a simple math to this guy.
So, well, I don't think it's 27 innings, me personally. I think it's 18 innings, but that's just me.
And the Cubs win, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, 2-0.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're vastly underestimating the Padres and the length of that lineup and the strength of their bullpen.
That's what concerns me. Is the
they're
length
built
of
for
that
the playoffs.
Lineup. Yeah,
ooh,
the
yeah.
bullpen. The bullpen has shut it down, the way the Cubs have made a lot of their money, hit wise, is by getting to other teams' bullpens, and that is not the case in this. In this,
Grody,
group.
You got me feeling all fired up. I mean,
I'm glad
you exercised all the 84 demons, but then I look at the roster and I say, that bullpen, these hitters. This team built for the playoffs.
Yeah, they are. Mason Miller is awesome. Robert Suarez, their closer. The ex-Cub, Jeremiah Estrada. And I gave the number earlier, Haw. The Padres are 62-5 when leading after the sixth inning. So, yeah, man, it reminds me of like the when Cleveland had like Andrew Miller at the end, the back of their Josh Hader and the old Brewers team.
Great comp. I made it this morning. Thanks for listening.
You and I talked. So.
Maybe he just heard it and didn't know he heard it.
I get all my information from David Hall. I mean, you can't miss him. He's on the TV. He's on the radio.
Okay,
have no choice but to get our information from Hall.
I asked for that one. I think, though, when you also look at the numbers, the one thing that's also hard to ignore, the Padres are a different team away from home. They're, I think, a five games under 500 over the course of the season away from San Diego.
38-43.
And they don't hit lefties.
And the lefty thing is interesting. And I don't know why, because they should, with Tatis and Machado at the top of their lineup, they should hit lefties better than they
do. It's the top third of their lineup doing all the work against the lefties. Everybody else you can get through. And that's why the idea of the opener actually, to me, made sense in terms of game one and game two, if you're going to throw two lefties back-to-back as your starters or your bolt guys if we're talking about outgetters.
Layla, do you have fond memories of Gavin Sheets?
Fun. Oh, yeah. I mean,
because he was fun at the Sox, wasn't he?
Yeah, but just like, say, Andrew Vaughn, his potential wasn't realized with the White Sox. Like, that's the frustrating part of it.
And he can't really play outfield.
So you're talking about two for. Yeah, they have a. There was a while where they had a plethora of first baseman / DH.
How do you feel about Jake Cronenworth?
And Gavin Sheets was one of the many, yes.
I think Jake Cronenworth is a fascinating guy on the Padres.
Yes.
I know his wife.
That's why I brought him up.
I work with his wife, Brooke Fletcher, at CHSN.
Uh-huh.
And he is a top rate second baseman
no doubt.
A very good infield. I do think this collectively about the Padres, not just you brought up Jake, but their defense in the outfield, their defense in the infield, I think the Cubs have an edge there.
They do.
And when I say they're built for the playoffs,
no doubt.
That's one area where they're probably not as strong.
Well, and the other factor that we haven't even discussed because we're so busy focused on this game one, Dylan Cease is going in game two.
I know. That's scary.
Sick.
That's why I think Marshall going two games is like, eh.
Well, his slider versus Cubs hitters specifically, I think is a bad matchup for the Cubs.
Okay, let's go back 3 weeks. Let's go back in Chicago. On the south side, Dylan Cease comes back, faces the Sox for the first time, and I had the same reaction like, oh, my God, Dylan Cease is here. They're never going to touch his slider. They touched the slider.
Oh, I mean, you can touch this.
They were touching everything.
He wasn't very good that night, so maybe he have one of those outings tomorrow.
And he did 4.55 ERA for the year. It's not like he's been scary Dylan Cease all year.
No, but it's just knowing what the Cubs hitters want to do and what they bite on.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why the progress, at least even this bounce back from Seiya Suzuki, is so critical. You know, he's somebody who has been highly affected against a slider, so that gives me a little bit of hope there.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you see you, Darvish?
Oh, man, traded, I think. Honestly, two things. Jake Arrieta, because he was their choice over Jake Arrieta, right? They decided to pay you, Darvish. Jake Arrieta goes to Philly.
Throwing out the first pitch today.
And I know, which is awesome.
Shirtless?
And, well, maybe. We'll see if he's still got it, man. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. But I remember that vividly because Arrieta had a really good start to his Phillies career, and Yu Darvish had a horrible start to his Cubs career. Everybody's like, oh, what are they doing?
Yeah.
It evened out, and I think the Cubs probably ultimately won that decision that they made. But the other one is why we're here when we are now. The trading of Yu Darvish in 2020 and Tom Ricketts unloading because of the pandemic, because of biblical losses, as he said, was symbolic of what happened, what was a rebuild to this point now where the Cubs are back in the postseason. So it's been a long road back from something that pissed me off, quite frankly, when they traded Yu Darvish.
I didn't think of that full circle moment, Grody, but that's a really good way to look at Yu Darvish on the mound Thursday if it happens. Is that full circle from the salary dump to the first playoff victory since that point.
5.38 ERA,
still,
by the way.
I still don't, even if Owen Casey hits, they still didn't get enough for trading Yu Darvish at his time. Because think about at
no
the
doubt.
Time, because they've gotten 4 years out of him. 4 years that are serviceable and competitive.
I got a counter to that, but I want to hear what Marshall has to say.
No, I was just going to say with the past being the past and focusing on the present.
Yeah, here we are.
I think you can acknowledge all the things that you guys are talking about right now.
Yep.
When we talk about game one today that's about to take place right inside this building.
One. Okay.
I think there's reasons why you have to be excited about what the Cubs are about to
do. No question about it. I am very excited. People should be very excited about what's going on here today and this week.
I think you should be more optimistic also about what's about to take place than maybe I feel like half of this group is being right now. But I understand. I understand why you guys have the fears and the jadedness that you do. I just think fresh slate, new manager, new players from all these times that we're talking
There's
about.
There's nothing not to like about today or this week.
We're talking to David Haw, he of the morning show. He of Inside the Clubhouse, Saturdays 9 to 11 here on 670 The Score and the Chicago Elite and Big Pro Football Show as we get you ready for the first game of Cubs wild card baseball against the Padres here on 670 The Score.
I got one more thought, Grody, and Layla and Marshall. Without Yu Darvish being dumped, the salary dump,
yeah,
you don't get PCA. There is no PCA.
That's true.
Really, not in Chicago.
You really think it was that? It salary was that dump.
Salary dump led to purge. Led to the 2021 trade that got
of
rid
everybody.
Of Javi,
Javier
Rizzo,
Baez was
Brian,
the,
yep. Bye.
Are we butterfly affecting right now? Is
that no, yeah. No. You have a point because it was that 10-game losing streak in May of that year that led to them deciding that they were going to be sellers.
Yes, they didn't have the pitching. They didn't have the team. They had. Not signed Schwarber, salary dump.
Right.
They had traded Darvish, salary dump.
Yeah.
And they had said, well, we got to be perfect, and if we're not, we're going to get rid of everybody because our time has passed.
They let Lester walk. Like, we forget that.
So, I was okay with that.
They got back.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the same, it was a decision that could have been made.
It was all part of it. You're
saying one door closes.
Yeah.
And a window opens, or wherever that goes.
Yeah, that. If I'm a GM, I'm being a little greedier, but I do think it was a salary motivated play.
Oh,
I think that's pretty obvious.
I criticize the Yu Darvish salary dump, no doubt about it.
Oh yeah, it just didn't make sense.
Easy.
Yeah, it was very easy, and it was again, it was obnoxiously symbolic of what they were doing, that they were letting it all go, and they were okay with some form of rebuild.
What's funny is it'll never be forgotten, but all will be forgiven pretty much if the Cubs go on some mysterious World Series run this year, because like it all worked out like it was supposed to. That will be a lot of people's thoughts. Not saying it's going to be our thoughts, but you know, that's how sports works.
Yeah.
I think that's how coping works. Like, people want to make something make it make sense. And you can do that, but you can also also succeed in spite of something. You can succeed because of something, and you can also be set back because of things that have nothing to do with you too. Those are all fair.
Have you been inside yet, the building, David?
Yes, I have.
Tell us about your day so far. What have you been down on the field? You been in the locker rooms? Were you?
I didn't go in the clubhouse. Yeah. Clubhouse closed for playoffs.
Oh yeah, right.
Just kind of
right.
Wandering around. You see that on the field. There's a lot of bunting.
Yeah,
a lot of bunting. And
right. The Padres
like
will
morning,
bunt on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just the. You know,
this bunting.
The decorative stuff.
Oh, Layla. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a big deal here. There will be pomp. There will be circumstance.
Yeah. Will there be outdoor press areas, too, as usual, for the Cubs playoffs? Are we still doing that?
I'm not on deadline today, Grody. Those days are past.
Oh, man.
I don't have my keyboard with me.
Okay. Okay. So,
it's cool,
you don't
there.
Know.
Everyone's
yeah.
ready. Radio crew's ready to go. Zach Coombe had a nice little lunch session talking
about. Oh, they had a lunch session. Okay. Yeah. I thought you could say they got in like a fight or something.
No.
Like the way you started
no.
that. They got into it a little bit. Ron kind of slapped Zach and he punched back. And
wow.
Yeah.
That
great
escalated
atmosphere.
Quickly.
Yeah.
I had a fun experience. How much time we have left here?
I'll
tell you a quick story.
Do we?
So we all know Patrick Finley covers the Sun-Times.
Yeah.
Because of the Bears for the Sun-Times.
Yes.
His twin brother
Wild.
Is here as the sports editor of the San Diego Union Tribune, I believe. And they are identical twins.
It's amazing.
And I walked in, and I saw him, and I thought it was Patrick. Because I had said to Patrick in the Bears press box a couple weeks ago, are you going to the playoff series? And he says, I'm trying to get tickets. I think he actually will be here tomorrow. I said, well, you could get a credential, and you could probably find a way to do that. So anyway, I'm thinking that he did that. I walk up to him to say hello. His brother is like, no, I'm Ryan Finley.
It took you a second, right?
And I knew that he had a twin brother, but I didn't know that they were that twinny.
Right.
I didn't know that Patrick Finley had a twin brother. I knew
unbelievable.
I knew he was a Padres fan.
I misidentified.
So I would have assumed it was Pat Finley up there.
I've known Pat Finley for 15 years. I just saw him in the press box, Grody. You were with me.
There he is. There's a picture on my phone right there. There's the twin. Chris Emma in the
slightly,
house sent me that
picture.
Oh,
yeah. Chris Emma and I took the subway together.
Oh, here. You
was
saw
that
him on the
bizarre?
Train?
It was a bizarro moment.
What?
If you didn't know.
The Finley kid?
I did not know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is
the
wild.
Finley kid.
The Finley kid.
Anyway, it was quite the moment. kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it is amazing when you actually see it, because I too knew that Pat Finley had the twin, but it's like, oh my
and
god!
Both are sports writers,
and both are sports writers, and both are yes, Padres fans. I'm excited for Pat Finley. He's got to be enjoying this. There's been a decent, I'm not say a big, but a decent smattering of Padres
good
gear
word.
Out
oh, yeah.
here.
Yeah,
a dash of Padres.
A dash.
The brown
thank
and gold
you.
have been outside.
Yeah.
Listen, as long as the Padres brought the weather. The rest is kind
Amen.
Of
I think they
point.
Did that.
They're
yeah,
good
that's
people.
Happening.
I don't mind the people of San Diego. They seem like good peeps.
I also, you're a lover of stories, David, and I also think that aside from everything, seeing Matt Boyd's reaction yesterday to being named Game 1 starter for the playoffs, it is an incredible story follow his arc and how this season has gone for him. And we probably haven't said this enough. His playoff ERA is impressive. 0.75 in four appearances. That's not something
as
to sneeze
as recently as last year.
Yeah, three games last year and with Cleveland. Yeah.
When he broke down yesterday, you felt the emotion that he's going to be feeling today on the mound. You hope he can keep it together. I don't think the moment will be too big for him. And you just can imagine him going to the mound thinking of his grandpa, who was a Chicagoan and a Cub fan and lived to see 2016, like so many of our relatives, and it just was a cool moment yesterday.
Quickly, who's going to close for the Cubs? It's a one-run game. It's the ninth inning. Who is he handing the ball to?
That's Brad Keller.
Okay. You think that he is the
– Brad Keller.
He's the
– This is the way they're going to go about it. This is Craig Tober, Craig Timber. This is the plan.
Craig Timber.
I'm saying that when you have Palencia is your Mason Miller. He is your high-leverage in-game reliever.
Okay.
And he's the guy that's going to go against Machado in the seventh with runners on second
gonna
and third.
Going to bring in the gas.
And
okay.
two outs. So he's going to go in there. And then Keller, lock down the ninth. And he's going to be your guy.
Kittredge, like just high-leverage somewhere.
Seventh or eighth.
Gotcha.
Kind of like closer 1B.
Could he be an opener tomorrow?
I think that if you go opener tomorrow, you're looking right-hander. And it might be somebody like Sorokin, depending on his usage today. But I don't mind that idea of Kittredge opening tomorrow because I can see Shota coming
and then Shota,
in.
Shota, yeah.
I don't know why. I don't like the idea of Shota facing Machado and Tatis in the first
inning. That doesn't feel good.
I don't like
good.
The idea of him facing them at all. I just want to be on the record.
I will say the last time he faced them at home, it didn't go badly for him.
Yeah.
Shota had the home opener here against the Padres.
That was April, right?
Yeah.
I miss Justin Steele.
Oh, man. I've heard you, like, it literally sounds like you're crying on the Molly and Hawk show.
Actually, depending on whether it's in the break. Or
No. I heard maybe Dustin brought up Justin Steele and the kid, Cade Horton, and you're like, it sounded literally like, oh, my God, that doesn't even sound like a fake, ironic cry. Were you crying? Are you okay?
Cade Horton.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. I do remember when you dropped that headline.
Headlines by Hawk.
I only weep heavily during breaks, Grody. You know that.
Robbie, write that down. Yeah, and I tried. I as soon as I came up with Josh Blackwell, which I insist, like, I was surprised that nobody else had come up with that. I texted to Hall right away just to get approval.
You're the best, Grody.
Thank you.
You're the best.
You're the best. I need your approval badly.
You guys are doing great.
We do love David Hall. We love having him on here at this playoff atmosphere. We cede our time now to the Cubs broadcast.
Yeah.
Pat, Ron, and Zach, thanks to our guests. Thanks to everybody who joined us for this one. Raheem, Harris, and Grody back at 10 tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.